WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Wednesday morning, and it is cold out there. If you haven't left the house yet, be aware. I mean, I'm sure you are aware. You woke up this morning, right? You could tell as soon as you woke up. Although some of you, I'm sure, you know, keep your house super warm. Some people just say, hey, you know what? It's only a couple of months out of the year. I want to be comfortable. I'll get through it. And if I have a higher bill for a couple of months, I have a higher bill. Other people are like me and they're cheap and they're going to say, I'm going to keep it down as low as I can and try to make my way through. But I'm getting 9 degrees still here on my WBSM app. So, you know, you might have business you got to get out there and take care of today. I hope it's indoors if that's the case. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Well, I'm just trying to stay warm. It is very cold out there.
Yeah.
You know, the Commonwealth Beacon put out that there's 10,000 illegal aliens, some call them undocumented migrants, living in the city of New Bedford that's compounding our housing shortages and the scarcity of rental apartments and the rising costs of state government subsidies. They'll give a homeowner $4,000 up front, and then up to $2,500 a month. And it was reported on your news station and many other stations that from 2022 to 2024, the state of Massachusetts spent $2.1 billion to take care of issues of illegal aliens. And $7 million were given out to all cities and towns to cover the added expenses of I'll call them undocumented migrants because that's politically correct for the Dems, the Democrats. I want to know, what did the city of New Bedford do with that $7 million a year that was given, signed by Maura Healey, the mayor and the city council? Well, what did they do with that money? $7 million a year that she was giving up for illegal aliens to take care of the added expenses. The mayor know about it, and the city council.
I'm sure the mayor knows about it. I don't know anything.
We need to know. We need to come up. We need the cherry sheet. Where's this money going? Shane Burgo, Ian Abreu, and all the other city councils and the mayor. We want to know because they received according to the news broadcast on your station and other news stations, $7 million a year in migrant assistance. And you know that last year, the state of Massachusetts for the SNAP program, $6 million was supposed to be for the year to cover. Do you know that? And it was reported by Phil Devitt last year. I remember hearing him, $6 million. And they spent it all in 2 months. And so Tony Cabral and his buddies up there on the state house voted for an extension of more millions of dollars. And Maura Healey wants to spend $420 million additional for all the migrant assistance, undocumented migrants, illegal aliens, same thing. You know, doesn't that upset you?
Well, you said $6 million for the SNAP program. Is that what you said?
$6 million for the SNAP program.
That seems
and
really
and
low.
They used it all up in 2 months.
I'm not surprised.
Tony Cabral and his buddies up there, his fellow Democrats, spent more millions of dollars. Well, I mean, for the shortfall.
If you just look at people who are, you know, born in Massachusetts that are on, that receive SNAP benefits, I would assume $6 million wouldn't be enough to cover them because of all the families that are on that. Because, and again, not everybody gets SNAP benefits that pay for everything. Some people get a small amount that just kind of helps offset some of their grocery costs. Some seniors get some of it to help with offset with some of their grocery costs. So SNAP isn't really just, you know, people that don't pay for anything. So I can't imagine that $6 million would have been enough to fund that program. I'm surprised they got 2 months out of it, considering how many people are on it.
They only got 2 months. It was supposed to be for a year. That's supposed to be for 12 months. And then they voted for an extension of more millions of dollars. But the housing crisis here in our state, especially in our city, is because of government subsidies, $4,000 up front, and they've paid homeowners up to $2,500. So if you got elderly people and couples and young families, you know, with children, in an apartment, somebody buys up one of these big investment firms and says, well, you know, you are paying $900 a month. You're going to stop paying $2,500, and if you can't do it, I'm going to kick you out the door, and then they put undocumented migrants in those apartments, and that's what's creating the crisis. But you know what's very fishy, too? I know that Phil Devitt, and he's doing a good job, by the way, reported about the $2.1 billion of Charlie Baker of the misuse of unemployment benefits. He used ARPA money. But you know what's really, really suspicious? $2.1 billion, right, in unemployment insurance, ARPA funds, and $2.1 billion spent by Maura Healey at a stroke of a pen for illegal aliens. You know, that's more of a coincidence to me. What do you think about that? $2.1 billion they have to pay the federal government over 10 years, and the $2.1 billion spent to cover the costs of undocumented migrants. Suspicious to me.
To go back to the housing issue, let me ask you a question. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the program, but Council President Burgo released all of the committee assignments yesterday, and he changed the name of the Committee on Affordable Housing and Homeless Affairs. He changed that name to just be the Special Committee on Housing because he says there needs to be a focus on as well as affordable housing, but also workforce housing, market rate housing, you know, that there needs to be a broader look at it across the board. So, I mean, I guess that's a positive sign. Two things.
Well, you know something, Tim, to answer your question very, upfront, you could change the name on it. It's still going to have the same function.
Well,
he put
Councilor Abreu in as the chair of that. So for the first time since that committee has existed, it'll have a different person chairing it. So
main cause, according to the Commonwealth Beacon, is we have 10,000 undocumented migrants who are taking these apartments from elderly people, young families. That's the problem. I want Shane Burgo and Ian Abreu and all the city councils and the mayor to address this issue about the undocumented crisis migrants that we have living in our city that's jacking up the cost of the rents to state government subsidies, $2,500. Come on. Well, I mean, you can work all year and there goes all your money for us, you know, the high cost of electric and gas. But I want to know what they've done with those $7 million that was given to the city of New Bedford. What they've done with that money every year since 2022. That was signed by Maura Healey. That's why I want Shane to tell us if he ever comes back on your show. And the mayor today, later on.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't know if the mayor is definitely coming in today because I know that he was part of the U.S. Conference of Mayors this past week. So I don't know if he's coming in for sure, but if he does, we can ask him.
Well, Chris said he was going to be in today.
Okay, all right, good.
With him. Yeah, okay. That's what he said.
All right, no, if Chris said it, then he's already confirmed it, then, if that's the case.
Yeah. Unless this changes the plans, but my point is $7 million. I want to know, what the city do with that money. It was supposed to be for, you know, the added expenses of illegal alien undocumented workers, you know, for, you know, the cost of school, police and fire, whatever else. That's the thing. All these millions and billions of dollars, and we don't know a darn thing, and our taxes keep going up. You know, my taxes went up to $4,000. I'm just barely hanging on.
All right.
And then my electric bill, I got that too. It's three times of the delivery charge. It's crazy. I'm just barely hanging on, you know? And it keeps going up and up and up and up. And we can't keep supporting undocumented workers. You know, who's going to help us? The elderly, the veterans, young families who are just rubbing two nickels together.
See, but that's the mistake that I think people make. If they weren't spending that money on immigrants, do you think they'd be spending it on you?
If they had that money, yeah, they would be helping us. They would be, I believe that. They would be helping our veterans. Some of them are homeless. They're probably out there right now, you know, wandering our streets.
Or would there be,
Or would there be another pet issue they'd spend money on? And warm homes, and they got two or three baskets of carriages at the supermarket. I see it. I seen a guy had all kinds of gallons of water, two, three, right ahead of me in the cash register there, market basket, and he pulls out the EBT cards. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, and my response to that is I don't think that that's your business.
No, you don't think us paying money is our business?
No,
how do you
know that he's an illegal immigrant?
How do you not know he's an illegal immigrant?
Because I don't look at people though and try to make decisions about them.
Tim, let me just say, Tim, our country is not what it was. Our city is going broke, and no one wants to talk about the housing crisis because there's a lot of people coming here. Yes, 10,000 undocumented immigrants, or migrants, illegal aliens, whatever you want the verbiage. But we have people here that are taking homes away from people who need it, who want it at a cheaper rate, a cheaper rent, and the government subsidies. I mean, I'm not going to rehash what I just said, but that's where we are today. I want Shane Burgo to come out, give us a cherry sheet with those $7 million a year signed by Maura Healey, where that money went.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right, Tim.
And let's take another call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air. You got to turn down your radio.
Come on. Give us a cherry sheet.
All right. Well, hello. Are you there? Let's put this call on hold. And let's try to go back.
Am I on hold?
All right. Is that okay? Are you there now?
Yeah, I'm here. Tim, that old man, I love him. I wish I could get a hold of that guy to just give him a big hug and a kiss and tell him I'm gonna give him $1,000 so he can have to spend. Because he's got so much knowledge. I love that guy, Timmy. I've been listening to WBSM Open Line since I was 7 years old.
Well,
have a great day, Tim.
You as
have
well.
A good day. Love you guys.
I was going to say, I wish I could connect you with him, but he comes in as an anonymous call. So if he wants to call during a break and give us information, I can share it. But I don't worry too much about, you know, if they're coming in as a wireless call, if they're coming in as an anonymous call, I don't worry too much about it because I can always still block people anyway. The computer that runs the phones will read their number, even if it doesn't show up on my display. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Well, Tim, I got just the opposite about him. This man is, I never seen the guy happy. He complains every day, three times a day. It must be an awful life.
Yeah, I don't want to beat up on callers, but I've said that to him as much. I've said, you know, can you just give me something positive?
Yeah,
I feel bad that he can't find something positive.
No, and it's against Democrats. Democrats are like, well, forget it. Oh my God, and everything else. So I'm just on the opposite side of what that other fellow said. That's all.
All right, you
have a good day. Thanks.
But that really is the issue that bothers me more than anything is the demonization of people that think differently than you. Like, it's not so, like, all right, we're always going to have disagreements and we're always going to think, oh, you're so dumb. How could you do that? How could you vote for that? How could you be in support of that? Like, that always happens. That's nothing new. But the word evil gets tossed into this now. And that is what astounds me, is that we've gone from thinking like, all right, you think differently and I think you're stupid for thinking that way, to thinking that you have nefarious intent. to think that, oh, my favorite is, well, the Democrats want to destroy this country. What, for what purpose? Nobody wants to destroy the country. You might not agree with the policies or the ideologies, but you can't think that the intent is to lay waste to the United States. You might think that the policies might end up making that happen, but you can't think that that is the intention, that a group of people got together and said, hey, how can we destroy the country? And the same thing goes on the other side. If you don't support Donald Trump's policies and what he's doing, you can't think like he had a meeting with a bunch of people and said, how can we take down America? It's not the intention. You can say that that's what will happen, but you can't think that that's the purpose of doing it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Shame on that last caller and shame on you. That man calls every day giving his opinion like every other caller, and you're even lucky that he called there. He has a lot of good things to say and a lot of questions that need to be answered. Why are you guys so against it? Are you that far left?
Nobody said they were against his points. What we said was we hope that he has that some happy, positive things to say.
That man that just called to complain, he's always calling in. Every time that guy calls, he calls in to complain about that guy. What has he got up his ass?
Mary, you know, everybody says the same thing about you as well.
Yeah, well, you're lucky that I call every day, too, because you're far left, and you know you are. You complain every single day, too. So don't we have a right to call in and complain? It's a talk show. You don't want us to call?
Nobody said that he can't complain. The point was, I hope that he sees some positivity.
Yeah, you're saying there's always negative. Well, all there is to complain about is negative stuff. Who's going to call in and complain about the good stuff? I like everything that man has to say every single time he calls in. And I'm glad to hear it, and I hope you'll allow it, because this is getting ridiculous now. Really. It's getting ridiculous. Have a good day.
Okay. I got to do it today. I didn't do it the other day, but I got to do it today.
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
Nobody's saying that we don't want him to. We just want him to find some positivity. That's what I've said to him on the phone before. Like, can you find one positive thing? I don't want to hang up with you after you've talked for five straight minutes about all this doom and gloom. I want you to find something positive. Touch grass, as the kids say. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Tim, I'm definitely in your corner. Great. That guy's a good caller. He's very informative. But, God, man. That's a whineaholic for the first thing in the morning.
I just worry about anybody that has that approach all the time. That's all.
No, he calls every station all day long, and he says the same old thing about immigrants.
Well, I mean, and that's what bothers me, is he called in a few weeks ago and said, you know, you drive down the road and you see all these illegal immigrants. And that kind of tells me all I need to know about your approach to it. You've got
a
bias.
Exactly. It amazes me why every time they go shopping, they always know when people pull out their cards and it's EBT. I go to Market Basket. I see all kind of different walks of life. They don't sit there with a card and say, "Hey, look at me! I got an EBT card." Why does all these right wing people know exactly what everybody has in their pocket, and if they're undocumented?
I assume most of the time it's just making assumptions.
You know, why don't they ever say, look, I walk around the city and I see all these people that they claim to be, you know, on the dole working. How come they don't say that? How come they don't go to the fish houses? Well, when you walk around Market Basket, 99% of the people in there are brown skinned and look like they're from, you know, one of the third world countries. Why don't they say that?
Go drive around the near north end between, you know, drive through down Acushnet Avenue, Ashley Boulevard, between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. And you know what you're going to see? You're going to see a bunch of people getting up, going to work. They've got their lunch bags. They're getting into their trucks. I mean, these are all hardworking people that are And then go drive down those same roads at 7 o'clock at night, because that's when they're coming home. and see them coming out of work after a long day. These are people that are actually out there working, doing something for a living. And for people that drive down the road and make assumptions about who they are, that they're undocumented, they're illegal, that they're, you know, they're just standing around collecting money from us. Like, that's not what the reality is.
Tim, I'm on my way to Martha's Vineyard right now, and I go to Nantucket quite often. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to take it from me, take a ride yourself. You, when you go on these islands and stuff, I will say as high as 90% of every worker on that island is probably, you know, not from, you know, Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. You know, I never hear any positivity come. I don't know. I guess this radio station is designed for that. You know, because all you hear is Democrats and, you know, all this other
stuff. Well, no, like, just talk radio tends to pull a conservative audience.
Well, I'm a Democrat. I've called the radio station many times to say, look, I don't think that we did a good job on the border the last 4 years. They could have did better. I think people should come to the country legally, et cetera, et cetera. You know? But they never focus on that part. They only focus on the negativity part. You know, it's just pretty sad.
I mean, I can give you a blanket statement about why you hear so many complaining people that are of a right-wing persuasion on the radio. And the blanket statement, which is a little trite, would be, well, that's because while conservatives sit around bitching about things and calling in radio stations, you know, liberals and progressives come up with solutions and ideas.
Yeah, well, you're going to hear a multiple after you guys get off this radio. I guarantee you that.
All right, you have a good day.
Have a good day.
All right, let me squeeze in one more because I get Skitty on hold, and then I got to go to the commercial break before the news. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
No, I'm not.
No, that's you.
No, I'm not. Because I cannot say what I got to say and before the commercial break.
All right, do you want me to put you on hold? You'll have to wait till after the news.
Yep.
All right, hang on. We'll be with you in a few moments.
Okay.
All right. See, that's the tease. Everybody's going to stay tuned now because they definitely want to hear what Skitty has to say. But I'm going to take a break and then we'll get the news from Phil. We'll be right back. All right. We're going to throw it into Phil in the newsroom. And then when we come back, we'll have Skitty on the phone, but then also room for you at 508-996-0500. Take it away, Phil Devitt.
Trump begins dismantling the government's DEI department. Danger lurking still at the site of California wildfires. And a new option for people with high blood pressure.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Donald Trump began his presidency with a dizzying display of force, signing a blizzard of executive orders that signals his desire to remake American institutions while also pardoning nearly all of his supporters who rioted at the U.S. Capitol back in 2021. A big development in just the last 12 hours or so. Trump's administration is directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave, and that agencies develop plans to lay them off, according to a memo from the Office of Personnel Management. Tuesday's memo follows an executive order that Trump signed his first day, ordering a sweeping dismantling of the federal government's diversity and inclusion programs that could include anti-bias training and funding for minority farmers and homeowners. The Deep South is experiencing a rare winter storm with heavy snow blanketing parts of Louisiana and Alabama. The National Weather Service in Lake Charles, Louisiana, issued its first ever blizzard warning. Snowfall records have been broken in several locations, including Pensacola, Florida. It's a historic event for the region, which is more accustomed to hurricanes than blizzards. Southern California wildfire survivors are struggling with the decision of whether to return to the destroyed area to search for personal belongings. Concerns about exposure to toxic chemicals in the ash are a major factor. Experts warn that burned materials can release harmful substances like lead, asbestos, and arsenic. A West Virginia woman is on trial for allegedly mistreating her adopted children. Jean K. Whitefeather denies accusations that she and her husband forced the children to work on their farm and locked two of them in a shed. Prosecutors say neighbors reported seeing the couple lock the children in the shed and leave the property. Whitefeather claims the shed was a hangout for the teens and they had a key to come and go as they pleased. The trial is expected to continue this week. And a new procedure called renal denervation may offer hope for people with high blood pressure that's difficult to control with medication. This minimally invasive treatment disrupts overactive nerves in the kidneys that contribute to elevated blood pressure. During renal denervation, a doctor uses a catheter to deliver ultrasound or radio frequency energy to the nerves surrounding the renal arteries, disrupting the signals that contribute to high blood pressure. While not a cure, studies have shown that renal denervation can lead to a modest but significant reduction in blood pressure for some patients. But it's not suitable for everyone and should only be considered for carefully selected patients under the guidance of physicians.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Bruins up against the New Jersey Devils tonight at 7, and the Celtics and LA Clippers out west game at 10:30 tonight.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Frigid start today, mainly sunny and cold, a high of 22, although it'll feel like single digits out there thanks to those wind chills. On Thursday, partly cloudy and a high of 32. The same goes for Friday, Saturday as well. Sunday, a bit warmer, high of 38 and partly cloudy and breezy. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Okay, now you're next on WBSM.
Well, first, just go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it, because I know you're going to say it at some point today.
What's that?
The countdown that you like to do.
Oh, yeah, I said at the beginning of the show, 1,459 days.
Oh, okay, I must have missed that part. Well, thank you for being a little brat saying that. But I have to say, first of all, Mary, I agree with you. I love that guy. You know, I called in that one day when I just cried. I was like, oh, you can't be mean to him like that. But you know what? It's a new year and I got a new attitude. I'm on the fence with him. I love him. I love his facts. He's so smart. I don't know. I wish I could figure out where he's getting all his facts from, especially like his census type of facts. But I don't know. He's bumming me out. And you know what? He's a landlord. He has property. He's doing fine. He's a landlord. He owns property. I don't even think he lives in New Bedford. But that shouldn't matter, right? Because a lot of people call in that don't live in New Bedford. But he is, he's up there anyways. So, yeah, I don't know. Why be so miserable every day?
I mean, I just want people to find, you know, one good thing. Like, but I say that all the time. You know, when people call in and they're like, you know, this city sucks, this city's miserable, blah, blah. Like, well, find something nice to say about it too. Like, you know, there's good and bad in everything, and I don't want anybody to become overcome with an overwhelmingly negative approach to life.
Oh, I know. I mean, like I said, I really love this guy. So don't go bugging on me, Mary. And I was thinking that 1 hour, we should put Mary on that 1 hour where you don't know what to do with the Howie Carr moment. We could call Bugging with Mary.
I mean,
I thought about it. Isn't that a great title?
The only thing is I don't think we can afford all the FCC fines she'd ended up getting us when she gets worked up.
You're right. You're probably definitely right.
There is something coming in that time. There is something coming in that time slot, by the way. I just, you know, things were,
well, everybody,
things were under
really
wraps.
Paul. Everybody's saying, why can't Paul?
Well, Paul works a real job and has his show that he does during the week. So.
Oh, I know, but he seemed kind of excited about it.
No, there's something coming to that time slot. But we love Paul, and Paul will be here. He's here on Saturdays for the foreseeable future till Ken's back. And we definitely love Paul. He's doing a great job, yeah, too. If people haven't been catching him filling in on the Ken Pittman show, you definitely should.
Yeah. Oh, well, what? Say that again?
Say what?
Ken Pittman.
I said, if you haven't heard Paul filling in on the Ken Pittman show, you definitely should.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I thought maybe that you were dropping a hint.
No, Ken's just going to be out a little bit longer. And I mean, I don't know if he said anything publicly, so I don't want to say anything, but he's having a physical issue, so.
Yeah, and so I just want to tell you something. Donald Trump can run for vice president when his term is up. So you might not be, he might not be irrelevant, as you keep saying.
Okay, but now let's talk about the reality of that. Why would he do that?
You know something? He would probably take that or run with, you know, he's going to endorse Vance. So here's what I'm saying.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Do you think did he endorse Mike Pence?
He probably wants to control the House. I could see Donald Trump with the boom gavel controlling the House. I could definitely see him. So don't quite say there's many ways he could still be in this. And his son, one of his sons, not obviously Barron, he's still a little tender. But yeah, so don't, the Trump name itself might never go away, honey.
He will be gone. He will be gone. He will be irrelevant. And the because here's the thing is this isn't you know, Yellowstone. Well, actually, you know what? Let's use Yellowstone as an example, because when Kevin Costner left, the numbers went down because people liked that show for Kevin Costner. And how much is that Yellowstone going to be able to survive without him? Yeah, they're going to have spinoff shows, but they're not going to do nearly as well. And that's kind of how Donald Trump is set up to be. And this isn't a negative at all. This is, I'm just talking about the way that things have been built. It's built around the person. It's a cult of personality. And I don't mean that in terms of calling it a cult. I mean that in terms of, like, that's what you call it when something is built around one person. So it's not so much about building a platform. It's not so much about building a party or anything like that. It's built around Donald Trump. So when that person is no longer involved, it doesn't go on without him. You know, if you look at something like SNL, for an example, because it's been, you know, celebrating 50 years, when that original cast left, the format of the show was able to go because they found new talent to fill in. That's not what the Donald Trump brand is. That's built around one person. So without that person, it doesn't have the same popularity.
No, I think you're wrong by saying that. I think you're wrong. I think the Trump name itself involving any of them. I'm sorry, you know what? Yesterday and today, my voice was very raspy. I don't know what's going on. I think I don't know. Anyways, I'm not sick, but I think there is something going on. So I apologize for my raspiness or if I cough. But I think you're wrong. I believe that Donald Trump's sons, the Trump name is going to stay relevant, very relevant, within the White House. I still believe it. Yeah, I do see it that way.
Without him there, and his personality, a lot of his supporters don't even bother to come out to vote, because they're people that didn't vote before. They're people that only came out and voted because they liked the guy, and they're not going to stay engaged and interested in politics if he's not involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like when Obama got elected. Let's face it. I mean, I'm going to say this.
But
9/11 happened, and the only reason why Obama got elected, everybody here, we were all hysterical. And when we heard the name Obama, Barack Obama, we thought, oh my God, let's elect him. He's going to be able to help us communicate with these terrorists from overseas, because his name was so...
Scotty, I got to stop you there. I'm going to stop you there before you dig a hole any deeper, because that's one of the worst takes I've ever heard.
No, that America was scared. Almost everybody I talked to that voted because of that. And I was so mad at them. And I said, oh my God, why can't it be about the man? Like, because he did present himself very well. But I'm just saying, people do, like you were just saying, people do vote because of certain things. And you think like Donald Trump's name won't be irrelevant anymore. But within his family, I think it will still stay. And like I say, he might want to be Speaker of the House.
He's not going to be Vice President. He's not going to be Speaker of the House, because both of those jobs are demotions from the job that he has. And Donald Trump is never going to answer to somebody else.
No, but he would never really. He'd be like the puppet in the background.
This is the absolute insanity of Trump supporters, that they are so over the top in love with this guy. They're so willing to kiss the ring and lick the boots that you come up with these ridiculous scenarios that are never going to happen.
Tim, I'm not over the top in love with him. I didn't vote for him before.
No, I'm not saying that you are, but I'm saying that these are the scenarios people are coming up with.
Well, you know what? If you really look at things, you open your eyes, you can almost see that. Like everybody said with Biden, it was Obama really running the White House. Even if Kamala got arrested,
Kamala.
Kamala, right. I was so good for so long. Like a whole year I said her name right. All of a sudden I can't. But everybody said that would be Barack and not Biden running her. So, I mean, if this what I'm saying isn't not so different.
Not everybody said that. People who didn't like her said that. It doesn't mean that it was true. Your generalizations of everybody are very small percentages of people.
Not in my walk of life.
But you live in a very small portion of the entire community. Yeah, no, you of the entire world, of the entire country, I should say.
Well, probably country, but yeah. Hey, speaking of the world, I app chatted you, I guess, about a week and a half ago, and I wanted to know how Viva Las Vegas was doing, Limon. Did he go overseas? Because I know he was sick, and you never.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he was supposed to go to Asia somewhere, right?
Yeah, listen, I love Limon, but you can't believe the things that he says. Limon is very, very. What's the word I'm looking for? He's not serious most of the time.
But he's got no reason to lie about a lot of the stuff that he says.
A lot of Limon is a performance. He's a character, we'll say.
Yeah, he is, but his past is real.
Some of that's up for debate too.
Well, I still say he's staying with Jody Watley.
Mean, do you really think he called me one morning from the bathroom of Lady Gaga's hotel suite?
I did. I have to say, I did. I did, because you know what? Lady Gaga is so nice and so open. I could see him if he's a previous performer and she recognized, you know.
Even if he was at Lady Gaga's hotel room, he would not be calling me. That would not be what he would be doing at that time. But I got to hold you there, Skeddy, because I got another call to get to. But we will find out about how Limon's doing.
Yeah, well, in reality, that much I do know.
All right. You have a good day.
You will get to the bottom of where is Limon.
I will try.
All right. Thank you.
Take it easy.
For letting me talk so long.
Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
All right. Let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Not bad. Hey, so Mary's in a rare form, huh? Oh, my Lord. I listened to it, then I ended up shutting it off. I was like, wow, she is in her spunky old self. Like she used to be back when Trump was in office the first time.
We still get flashes of it sometimes, too.
Gee, my Lord. Two things I actually wanted to bring up. I messaged you the other day, yesterday, in regards to the naturalized citizen, mm-hmm. the birthright citizenship. So I was actually looking it up because you had me intrigued. The history of that Supreme Court case, the parents of that woman or that man, the Chinese baby, I guess you could say, the parents were legally here. They just could not be citizens. They were barred from citizenship, but they could legally live in the United States.
But the circumstances of the case doesn't change what the judgment was of the Supreme Court.
Right. So this is my argument against it would be, because the parents were legally allowed to be in the United States, anything that happened to their posterior, their children, made them citizens. But if you weren't supposed to be here in the first place, like an illegal immigrant, then that changes the entire dynamic of that case, because they were not legally, those people are not legally here. Now, where that case would hold precedence, I think would be under the asylum seekers. So somebody under an asylum that sought asylum and came to the United States under an asylum and had a child, that case would be precedent. But if they were illegally here, they snuck across the border and had a child, I think that completely changes the entire case structure.
But that's your caveat on it. That's not in what the Supreme Court decided.
Right. Well, Trump has me on the long list or the short list of Supreme Court justices anyway, so we'll see about that. But when it comes to, you were talking to me about, you were talking to Sketty about how Donald Trump is like a cult of personality. And you absolutely are right on that. And I'll tell you why. There have been a lot of past Republicans that had the same mantra, the same message that Donald Trump had: secure the border, tariffs. And like Ross Perot, for instance, I know he wasn't a Republican, but he had a lot of the same caveats as Donald Trump. And he came in third. He couldn't win. So it's the cult of personality. Now, I do believe there's a strong chance that you have a dynasty where you do have maybe a Barron Trump or a Donnie Jr. come up and do like a Kennedy, where the name acts as a weight on your shoulders and pushes you through the finish line. I think that could definitely be a case.
I mean, Barron Trump's 18 years old, so you get a long way before he can even be president. Unless, you know, unless we're going to with that, too.
No. What I'm saying is Barron Trump could actually run for Senate, or Barron Trump could actually run for state representative, run and rise through the ranks and become president someday, and literally specifically because of the name, just like the Kennedys, right? So it is a cult of personality, just like it's the cult of personality with the Kennedys. They held name held a lot of political weight.
But here's the flaw with that idea, is that most of the Republicans who support Donald Trump wouldn't support Donald Trump if he wasn't there. They're only doing it because of the fear they have of him and the benefit they think they can get from him. That doesn't exist with the rest of the family. So what you'll see happen is when he's gone, they'll be done with the Trumps.
I don't know.
You're still going to have your Marjorie Taylor Greens, and you're going to have people like that are always going to be in the camp, but you're not going to get enough support beyond them. There's just not enough people that actually believe that he's the right thing for the country. Most of them are just lying through their teeth when they tell you that. That's not what they really think.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because I do think there is a good possibility. Like you said, there's a cult of personality, and I think that personality can actually be found in the name. Just like anything else, I think it's the same thing that you saw with the Kennedys, you could potentially see with the Trumps, and then just the third thing, I'll close this one out on the call. Donald Trump cured global warming on his first day in office. There's a blizzard in the panhandle of Florida. The Florida panhandle has 9.5 inches of snow in blizzard conditions.
And did you see how he did it? He took a map and a magic marker and just drew the snowstorm into Florida. It's amazing.
Correct. Yes, exactly.
All right. You have a good day.
All right. Take care, bud.
Caller, hang on. I will take you, but I'm behind on the break, so let me just get this one out real quick, and then we'll go right to you.
All right. Let's go right back to the phones. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Yeah, the most important thing, though, 2025, is when are you going to host a cookout contest? WBSM cookout contest.
A cookout contest? What do you want us to cook?
Yeah. No, not you guys. You have us come.
You cook. You cook and we judge?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Although, one day this year is 2025. You guys set it up somehow.
I'm kind of worried now. I'm kind of worried some of the callers might try to poison me now.
You have tested before that. You know what I mean? We'll test it first.
That's what interns are for. Hey, high school kids, come over here and try this first.
Yeah. We really don't agree too much on politics and stuff, but we seem to agree a lot on food. So, you know,
it's the universal thing. What do you make? What's your specialty?
Ribs and wings. I like to grill ribs and wings.
So I have a wing recipe that I was talking about with our boss, Mark, the other day, that uses Jameson and Jack Daniels in the buffalo sauce. That is just incredible. Like, people make me make it for family weddings, but it's just super expensive to make.
Yeah, I make three different kinds. I use three different kinds of wood. I cook it slow.
I like that. I like
my wings and ribs.
Do you do beef ribs or pork ribs?
I do both.
There you go.
I cook them separate, though, you know. You can't cook them together. But
Maybe we'll have to have another listener get together, and we'll do a cook-off as part of it.
Yeah, you gotta set it up. That's the most important thing. Everybody's so negative. I'm looking for some food.
Yeah, we can all agree over a nice meal.
You have a good day.
You take it easy. All right, I got to take a break here. Before I do, speaking of which, when you're out there cooking and grilling and you need special wood chips, if there's special materials, ingredients that you need, stop by M&M Hay and Feed, because they've got all the hard-to-find stuff that you can't get anywhere else. They are a real heritage mom-and-pop store. And I'm talking about things that you won't find at the big box stores. Yeah, you can go in there and get, like, the very basics. You can go in there and get stuff that's a little bit more, you know, geared toward kind of making sure you have to go back again to get more stuff. That's not what they're about at M&M Hay and Feed. They are about making sure that you get the right thing for the right job, the right time, once. And they can give you all the information, whether it's just some nuts and bolts, some brand name pet foods that you can't find anywhere else, grain by the pound or in the giant 50-pound bags, whatever you need. You'll find it all at M&M Hay and Feed, including hay, straw, laying hens, meat chickens, turkeys. They do screen repair. They even deliver. So go walk around the store at 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth. When I walked around, I found all kinds. And it's one of those stores where you never know what's around the next corner. And that's why you got to get in there and take a look for yourself so you can see the different kinds of things that you offer, that they offer there. But then you can also call them up for delivery. If you don't want to be lugging those 50-pound bags of feed or those bales of hay or whatever else you may need. So check them out. M&M Hay and Feed, 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth, a real old-school mom-and-pop place that's going to make you feel like they appreciate your business, because they actually do. All right, I got to take one final break. We'll be right back. All right, we are going to be going into the news in just a moment. We can take more calls on the other side, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, both open on the WBSM app. If you want to reach out